McCurley in the morning, hit kicking country at its very best. And one thing we like to do with country music is kind of pep it up on a Monday morning. And, you know, there's no way of pepping any better than getting positive pep. And that's from the man, the myth, the legend.
A little positivity on a Monday morning,
yes,
McCurley.
Man, Coach Poto's Positive Press, Josh Podoris in here with me. And you got something today for Positive Press that'll ring a bell.
I do. And this came to mind, I'm living it right now, McCurley. So let me explain. I don't think that I understood how much of a responsibility and how much work goes into being a stay-at-home parent, right? Because there have been days where my wife has had to work and I've had to stay home with the kids, you know, and do this. But my wife is a stay-at-home mom. And on this Monday morning, I want to give a positive praise shout-out to not just my wife, with being a stay-at-home mom, but all the stay-at-home moms right now that are currently in the trenches of just life and stress, all of it right there that you're dealing with. Again, it's powerful, McCurley. It really is, and it's so positive to know that not just women, but stay-at-home parents, but stay-at-home moms are wired this way to take care of the children, and how much my children and children in general love their mothers. It's amazing.
Well, and how much they learn from their mothers, because I'll be honest with you, I think you grew up in the same situation I did, to where you didn't have a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Both parents had to work to make a living, and my mom did, but I had aunts that kept us, my mom's sisters, and of course, but we learned things. We learned how to wash clothes at a young age. We learned how to cut the grass at a young age.
Yeah.
We learned how to wash dishes, fold clothes, vacuum, make up your bed, change your bed sheets, hang up your clothes, those type things. Your dad can teach you those things, but your mom's going to teach you those things much better. And I'm going to say this too. If you think a stay-at-home mom is just for kids 5 and under, once they get to school, if that person remains a stay-at-home mom, let me tell you something. You still got meals to cook. You've got to take kids places. You've got to wash clothes. You've got to clean the house. There are a lot of things that you need to do that takes pressure off of the working man.
It is. And I didn't kind of realize it until I've experienced it. And I'm just so appreciative and at awe and in amazement of how my wife just does it. You know, she's seamless about it. And I know all these stay-at-home moms are. So,
We've got a couple around here.
We do.
Jeremy Law now has 2 kids, and Savannah stays at home with young kids, both under 3 years of age. And, of course, Michael Brennan, twins.
Twins.
Two.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Yep, and we got several, you know, close friends that are in the same chapter, you know, with young kids. Mm-hmm. And
I think of Coach Collier and
Tim. Yeah, that's right. And so, again, it's just amazing positivity that these stay-at-home moms are just actually running the house and just, you know, phenomenal job.
Well, and here's the thing with me, and I'm going to go one step further, not just stay-at-home moms, but I'm going to say grandmas and grandpas, because they help out too.
Yes.
Picking up kids when the parents can't. Can you watch so-and-so while I take so-and-so to the ear doctor? You know, those type things really help out in a situation to where dad doesn't have to get off work. Some jobs, you know, they have these policies in place with points,
mm-hmm.
a point system where you just can't take off every 15 minutes to go get your kid or whatever the case may be. And it's so great to have that mom in place. And I know you're very thankful of Lauren for what she does for your family, and you are, but Carter and Kennedy will grow up with that same respect as well.
It is, and it's just, you know, it's one positive thought after another of just what will come from these stay-at-home moms staying at home. You know, it's going to be a lifetime impact, because you're getting to raise your children your way, right? I mean, you're not sending them off to daycare and someone else is raising them, and it's just beautiful. It is.
Can I lead you into a story real quick? You're going to laugh. You remember, of course, Beanie from Childersburg. His stepmom was my aunt, Miss Mary Nelson. Of course, God rest her soul. When I was about 4 years old, she was off one day a week, and I love my Aunt Mary Jean. And of course, I was very good with numbers at a small age. That was my thing, math and adding things and remembering. So I go in the house, and my mom was actually home that day keeping me and my brother, and I go in the house, and I call my Aunt Mary Jean and ask her to come get me. And she said, "Does your mom know?" I said, "Yeah, come on." So I'm waiting under the carport. She pulls up to get me. I go to her house. My dad comes home for lunch, and I am nowhere to be found.
That's right.
They went in a panic mode. I got tore up pretty good for that because they finally realized that my aunt had one day off from the bank, and she come and got me. So
you had to tote one, huh?
But it was all because I knew she stayed at home on Wednesday, and she would love spending time with me, cook cookies and brownies and stuff, play games with me, watch what we want to do on the TV, you know. So those are the things that stay-at-home moms will ring into their kids that will resonate for a long period of time.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that's not the situation for everyone. You know, there are several households that have two working parents, but those that don't, whoever is that stay-at-home parent, you know, it's so important that you are – you know, doing that, it's positive. And I think that, again, that they will only benefit from that their entire life.
And I see how important it is now because I'm a granddad.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times when maybe I can pick up Brindley or maybe I can, you know, get her home or whatever. So it's a cool deal.
It is cool. And us dads out there, you know, let's make sure we're doing our part too at the house, not just at the office or, you know, taking jobs home with us. Let's make sure we're doing our parts inside our house, you know, inside our homes, being great husbands and great fathers too. You know, there is
cook one night. Absolutely. Go buy KFC.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I mean, just do what it is that that whatever your wife needs, because hey, man, I promise you don't want to reverse roles. Her plate's full.
No.
So.
I'd rather work.
No doubt about it. Just keep up the great works. All you stay-at-home moms out there, it's great, great stuff.
And you know what to tell them.
Go dominate your week, guys.